This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
How are you?
Gentlemen, I am great. I am just around the corner from you. I thought I should just go to the studio, but then Andy said there's never any room for me there.
We have two empty seats for you 24/7. You're always welcome to sit with us. We're only on for 4 hours a day. But if you want to hop on at 2 o'clock in the morning and start talking Cavs, you're more than welcome to. How's that sound?
That would be wonderful. I'm up at that time, so it would work out well.
Very true.
Sammy, yeah. How are the Cavs going to be able to do anything with these restrictions? And, you know, we hear people talking about, okay, Jared Allen, Darius Garland, are they on the trade? Evan Mobley, we're going to trade. Like, I think there's a sense of reality, but do you think this is going to be an active summer for the Cavaliers?
It'll be active, I think, in a sense. I don't think there's going to be any big splashes. I don't think that that's something that they have, you know, sure, they're going to listen, they're going to explore, they'll look around, but the reality is I think that they prefer to keep this core together, you know, and that makes sense because, number one, they like it. They went 64-18. And number two, they don't have a lot of wiggle room financially to make a lot of big moves, and they don't want to make a big splash. They just want to bring in reinforcements. And I think that, yes, is something that's possible and something that they'll be able to do. But as far as the Mobley talk, the Allen talk, the Garland talk, I wouldn't take any of that too seriously.
All right, let me play devil's advocate. You've kept the core four together now for 3 years. You've changed coaches, going from one successful coach to another successful coach. And yet you've been knocked out of the playoffs well short of your goal in second round for the second year in a row. How do you make it better if you don't make a change to that group?
Well, I think you look, okay, let's take the Oklahoma City Thunder. They lost in the second round last year, right? They had a great regular season, finished with the top seed in the West. They kept their players together. Went out and got a couple reinforcements. Went out and got Hartenstein, Caruso. Not big splashy moves, just guys who played strong supporting roles,
yeah,
right?
Good basketball players.
Good basketball players who fit in with the rest of the system. Look at the Boston Celtics of 2 years ago. Didn't get to the finals. Kept getting knocked out year after year with Tatum and Jaylen Brown as their core. Went out and got, you know, Jrue Holiday. Went out and got Kristaps Porzingis, which was a little splashier move, but those are the type of things that the Cavs, I think, are looking to do, which is, and have the capability to do. Keep the core together. Let's add to it. Now, DeAndre Hunter a full season with them is probably going to be one addition. You know, what they're viewing as one so-called addition. And, you know, can we keep Ty Jerome? Can we keep Sam Merrill? These are the other things that they're looking at. So I don't think, Jeff, in fairness, 3 years is a very long time to have a core together.
I would agree.
Especially when they're, yeah, you know, when they're growing together. So I think that as much as fans hate to see this, you try to ride it out. And guess what? You have all the way to February to make a deal if you feel the need to do that.
I was just going to mention DeAndre Hunter. Sammy, I've seen his name thrown out in some trade rumors that he might be a piece you could move to bring something in. And my response to that was, well, he's the piece that you went out to get because you didn't have anything like him, and I think he's vital to what they want to do moving forward. He's one guy I wouldn't want to move at all.
No, because I'm in agreement with you there, because he's, you know, he's the 6'9" guy who defends wings, hits shots, and I think you really need to give a guy a full year. I thought he played very well, but you need to give him a full year in his new surroundings, a training camp, all of that stuff, to get mentally adjusted to playing with his new teammates that are still relatively new. He'd be one guy. What are you going to get in return? Probably a guy who's either just like DeAndre Hunter,
right,
and now you're starting from square one, or somebody who's not as good. I just think a lot of things that we hear and see are just trades for the sake of making them, which very rarely work out well.
Could you see him starting next year? I love the idea of him playing with Mitchell, Garland, Mobley, and Allen.
You know, I've talked about that a few times, Jeff. Actually, I think that, and nothing against Max Strus, because he's fantastic. He's the one guy that always is mentally tough. You know, we heard Kobe Altman talk about that. But I think if you're going to start 2 6-foot-1 guards, as dynamic as they are, they're all stars, I think that you have to consider a 6'9" small forward as opposed to, you know, Max Strus, 6'3.5", 6'4", small forward. And that's nothing, again, nothing against Max Strus.
No,
but maybe
bring Max off the bench. Bring him off the bench.
Right. And he's playing about the same amount of minutes, right? So
sure.
I don't think that that's the impact. But I think if there's going to be, if people are looking for a big change next season, that could be it. DeAndre Hunter, with that extra 5-6 inches, is your starting small forward next to Mitchell and Garland, Mobley and Allen.
Sam, what are the Cavs learning about being successful in the playoffs by watching this year's playoffs?
I would hope, Andy, that they're seeing these other teams that are, you know, the Thunder, the Pacers, even the Knicks, and even the Timberwolves before they, you know, fell apart, all are very physical teams in the sense that, oh, the refs are going to let us get away with this? Well, then we're going to do it. You know, we're gonna do a little more scratching, clawing, grabbing, shoving. Not dirty, but to the point where it's like we're right at that line. We're not going to cross it, but we're right there. And I think that that's one thing that this group of Cavs, this core, has seen over and over. And that's something that they need to utilize. Now, whether that's, you know, somebody that's not on the roster yet that they bring in, you know, bring in a playable backup center who plays 15 or 20 minutes and just, you know, bring some muscle, or whether these guys, the current group, adjusts and plays more that way next playoffs. I think mostly that's what they're seeing.
Sam Amico joining us from HoopsWire.com. HoopsWire.com. Something's happened this postseason, Sam, that has made me think about something involving the NBA playoffs that I don't like at all. I don't like the idea that I actually came up with. So I want you to help me shoot it down. It's been weird to me how many lopsided games we've had in the playoffs. And, you know, think back to 2016 when the Cavs won the NBA championship over Golden State. There were lopsided games in that series. But Oklahoma City just is going to the NBA Finals. And let me give you some numbers. They had games against Minnesota, wins of 30 and 26 points, and they lost by 42. and won the series in five games. So only two games weren't blowouts. Against Denver, it went seven, but they had wins of 43 and 33 points. Against Memphis, they had a 51-point win, a 19-point win. Now look at Indy. In the Cavs series, there were five games. Three of them were decided by 20 or more points. Cavs won one of them. You can keep going. You know, Knicks did the same type of thing. I wonder, and I don't like this idea, are teams kind of pacing themselves? All right, we're up two, so we don't have to bring it tonight. Our energy's not going to be there. The other team is. I just thought, how competitive would this be if you said, best of three, fellas, get after it, let's go. I hate that idea. But I also hate watching playoff games decided by more than 20 points.
Yeah, well, first of all, I thought your suggestion was going to be a running clock, which
which isn't bad.
That's not a bad idea.
Although all the comebacks you've seen by Indiana.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, who knows?
Yeah, right. That's true. And the Knicks. But
yeah.
if you remember, and this is before my time, but I do remember reading about it. The first round used to be best of three. Remember that?
Sure did.
Back
yeah.
The,
yeah.
Back in the old days. But I mean, they're not going to do it because obviously for financial reasons. But I don't think that's a terrible idea. Or, you know, if you go up 3-0, the series is over, because guess what? It is. We've seen the teams are like 100 and 1,012
yeah.
when they're down, you know, 0-3. So I don't know. I do think it's human nature when you have a 2-0 lead, especially like the Pacers, where in each of the last two series they won both the first two games on the road, that you have a little bit of a letdown in that next game. So, yeah, you know, I think by and large the playoffs have been fantastic.
I agree.
Those games.
Yeah, I hate my idea because I love a best of seven, except so many games this postseason have just been blowouts.
Yeah, and that's true. It does seem like more than usual, but I don't know. Maybe the running clock, maybe best of three. Maybe if you're down 20, that's it. You lose the series.
Like the Cavs in the Miami series. Cavs, you know, sweep Miami. They won by 21, 37, and 55 points. I mean, like, why bother? It's not
watchable.
I have found it annoying. Yeah, like last night, to be honest, I'll be honest with you. I was watching other stuff, and I tuned into the Oklahoma City game, and they were up by like 25 to 30 points in the early second quarter. And I thought, well, there's no reason for me to sit here and watch a 30-point blowout, and I turned the channel. And I came back, and I kept checking. Is it still 25, 30? Yep, it was. All right, Oklahoma City's going to win. I just don't find that very entertaining.
No, and I think, you know, part of that was the Minnesota Timberwolves just mailed it in, and I don't know if you can do anything about that. But you're right. It's not been great when there's those big blowouts. It's not good for fans, and it's certainly not good for the product overall, for the NBA overall, when that happens.
This has been kind of curious. We've been talking a little bit about this too. What's going to happen to Giannis? What do you think happens?
He's under contract.
He's under contract. I don't know. It's going to come down to Giannis. It's not a team. The Bucks aren't looking to trade him, and they have no desire to trade him. And you know they don't want to do that. Because they probably learned from, I guess it's what, 50 years ago now, this summer, July of 1975, when they traded Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
And that didn't go well for them. So they have a face of the franchise in Giannis. And all I can tell you is I know that they're meeting. He's going to have a meeting with ownership and the GM there, John Horst, and a lot's going to come down to whatever that meeting is about. I will say this, and this is not my opinion. This is something that another general manager shared with me. International players tend to be incredibly loyal to the team that drafted them and the team that's trying to build around them. That's why, you know, we saw Luka Doncic cry when he was traded to the Lakers,
yeah,
right? So
yeah.
I think that there's, and it's just a cultural thing. Internationally, they're just, it just seems like they're more loyal to their employer. Now, I don't know if that's entirely true. It was a theory from another general manager. So I personally think Giannis will be back with the Bucks. I have a hard time seeing him demand a trade, and that's the only way they would trade him.
What impresses you most about Oklahoma City? Is it what they're doing right now, or is it that they've done all this with a lot of young guys and still have assets moving forward like absolute crazy? I just think they've done a great job, Sam.
Yeah, you think about what they've done with 68-14 record, dominating in the regular season, and how they've played in these playoffs, and this team they put together, the second youngest team to make the finals in the last 70 years, trailing only the Bill Walton Blazers in 77. And yet you look at how many first-round picks they have coming up, which is basically more than anybody. You got to get a little bit lucky. Nobody knew Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was going to be this good, right, when the Clippers traded him in that Paul George trade. They never would have made that deal. But just the way that they built around him, that when they hired their coach, Mark Daniel, everybody was like, who? So there are so many ways to build a winner. And they went about it, what people will tell you, is the right way. They didn't go out star hunting. They didn't try to form a big three. They built an entire team with a coach who fits their personalities very well. So they were very fortunate in that sense. But what they've done, you know, their defense is just relentless. I don't know that I've seen an NBA defense this good in this era, in the past 20, 25 years. People don't talk about that enough. But then you factor in that they have all these assets. They're not going to have room to add all these assets, draft picks, because they're lineup set, but you can go trade. And look, if the Milwaukee Bucks want to trade Giannis Antetokounmpo, or if they find out that they have to trade him, there may be no team in better position to get him than the Thunder. So they've really set themselves up, and that is, you know, I think that the Cavs are run very similarly to them, and that's why I say, you know what, don't blow it up, don't panic, don't get, overreact to losing in the second round again. Just stay the course, and you know, a team like the Thunder shows you that, hey, it can work, even if you're a young team.
And just so everybody knows, Oklahoma City has two number ones coming up in this draft in a second. They have three number ones in 2026, a couple of protections on that from Philly and Utah. They have a number two. In 2027, they have two number ones and two number twos. And in 2028, a number one and three number twos. In 2029, two number ones and three number twos. Four number twos, five number twos. They have picks like crazy sitting there waiting to be put to use.
What are you going to do with all those?
I don't know. You're going to trade them for star players, Sam. You're right.
That's exactly what you can use those for.
Yep.
You know, when there's an all-star on a team that's not winning, here, have these picks, and all of a sudden the Thunder theoretically get even better.
Yep.
Who do you like tonight?
I'm with Jeff. I like the Knicks at home, but I think this series is over. I think the Pacers are going to the finals. It's just, the Knicks may have one last hurrah in their own building.
And then who do you like in the finals?
As the Pacers keep playing the way they're playing, I'm not going to completely count them out against a incredibly good Oklahoma City team, but I do like the Thunder. But if the Pacers have been playing like this, they continue to play like this, physical, elite shot-making, it's going to be a whale of a series, and I think it's going to be a really, really fun matchup, even though people are complaining about the market size and all that. I think this would be it's set up to be a fantastic finals, one of the best we've seen in years.
Agreed.
Sammy, as always, we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. I promise next time I will come fill one of those empty chairs.
Blaze, there's plenty. We could put three of you in here if you want. Just go eat some.
Oh, I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Goodbye, Sam.
Bye-bye. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.